This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Yep, never knew I grew up to be the head chief cook and bottle washer at one of the main resistance arms against a worldwide scientific tyranny. But here we are. I just want to let the listeners know it's all about you. All about you spreading the word, all about you praying for us, all about you buying the products, all about you starting your own shows, all about you taking action. All these other talk show hosts go, man, you have all these other talk show hosts on, you promote their books, even though a lot of times you're not selling them. What are you doing? I'm just trying to win. You understand? I don't care about who wins a football game. I knew Trump was a fan of the Patriots, but I didn't care either way. And I didn't even get into that today, how they were saying it's white supremacism because there's a few more white players. It's like the team's like more than half black. And then you guys have some Hispanic players and some white players, and it's like black guys making most of the touchdowns. I mean, yeah, it's a good quarterback and it's a good receiver. That's white guys and black guys working together. It's humans working together. And the media said, man, that's racist. I mean, the articles are on Infowars.com. How do you take that and turn it into something racist? But that's what they're doing to handicap everybody so this country's a bunch of basket cases. Quite frankly, I can't even believe it at this point. Because when you're informed, this stuff is so obvious. It's like I have eyesight, and the general public that isn't awake is blind. And so I'm awake on this plane of existence. I have eyesight, I have touch, I have smell, I have mobility. And I'm in this plane, and I see the majority of people are like blind, or they're halfway blind, or, you know, they're and I'm trying to wake them up. So you have sight, you know, just take the goggles off. All of a sudden I hear somebody next to me who's got eyesight. Oh, hey, you can see, why don't you help them? And they go, I'm going to eat these people. I'm going to abuse them and enslave them as they don't have sight. Stop trying to give them sight. I'm like, I'm not giving them sight. They've got blinders on. I want to take them off. I got kids. I want them to be friends with their kids. Just feed on them. They don't want your help. Watch this. I'll just take one's goggles off and say you're a bad guy. He's a bad guy. And then the guy attacks me. See, I told you. You don't want to give them sight. They're profane. They don't deserve the sight. You will be given the sight. But you didn't give me the sight. God did. And I tell you, it is metaphysical, because in my life, there's a lot of things that happen I'll never tell anybody about, because it's too heavy. But I will just tell you, there's a lot going on in this universe that's not in these books. And the elite know all this stuff. They know it. And they don't want you to know. I mean, you're like a composite of all these people before you in this human journey and their genetics. And it's been proven you have their instincts and many of their memories, and you can access all of that, and the enemy knows that. I had an article I meant to get to today. I didn't get to it. How they've confirmed that trees have fungus networks and that trees communicate with trees hundreds of miles away through underground Internet of Things. And, of course, they show you that in the movie Avatar, because this was done 50 years ago. But there's an Internet of Things between people. And the globalists are trying to build an artificial system over all of that. And that's the BBC reporting that. What about ancestral memories? You know, you seem like a Vulcan mind meld. Where do you think stuff like that comes from, huh? Can you imagine being a child and having the knowledge of an old man put into you? Now, they call that the occult. No, the people that want to keep all that hidden, that's the occult. All this stuff should be known. And the media makes jokes about this when I talk about it, but you know what? They all are trying to find out about it. Well, guess what? I know all about it. And I'm certainly not going to sit here and play games with people who are trying to suppress humanity. I want to empower humanity. Now, I got a loaded phones here, but I'm sorry I'm out of time. No pressure on David. If he wants to flush him, I understand that the great people But he's got a lot to cover and a Trump speech to get to and a lot more. But David Knight is coming up here in just a moment. I'm Alex Jones, Nightly News Tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Yeah. We might have still tags against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for this fourth hour. We're going to take a look at Donald Trump's speech at CENTCOM, and of course the events that are the backdrop for that speech, the things that have been happening with Iran. We see an escalation in tensions, and of course NPR comes out and says, well, let's take a look at the exact language in the UN resolutions to try to give them some wiggle room, because it was the UN who said that you will not do this, and they came back and said, we call on you not to do that. And they maintain that that gives them license to do that. We'll take a look at whether that does really give them license or not. And we're going to take a look at what Donald Trump says to the military. Of course, this is his first time visiting a military base as president. And so it's very important for us to take a look at what he is, what he said today, as well as what may be happening in the Middle East. But there's something else that I want to talk about, and you may have heard the 1 minute that we've been playing in cycle through the show about Ted Malik. And of course, he's a man who has been tipped to be Donald Trump's pick as ambassador to the European Union. As far as I can tell, it's not exactly official, but he is going everywhere and being interviewed by the BBC, by other European press, as if he is now the pick. And there's also a movement in the European Parliament trying to stop him from being picked because they don't think that the U.S. ought to be allowed to have a say in that. This is the arrogance of these people. And remember that it was Herman Van Rompuy, who was the first president of the European Union, that Nigel Farage said, "Who do you think you are? You have the demeanor of a third-rate bank clerk. Who do you think you are deposing the democratically elected leader of Greece and putting in a Goldman Sachs banker?" Remember when they did that? He goes, "At the very place where democracy began, you shut it down, the European Union." And so I want to take a quick look at some of the things that were said this last weekend in Europe by Ted Malik. Now, one of the things that you need to know about Ted Malik, again, it kind of says it in the title of his book, Davos, Aspen, and Yale: My Life Behind the Elite Curtain as a Global Sherpa. Now, he calls himself a Sherpa, not to say that, hey, I carried the baggage for these guys. I saw what happens behind the curtain. I'm not going to be their porter anymore. A Sherpa is really an executive that they have selected to essentially head a summit conference. See the play on words? Remember, Sherpas are the people that they hire as guides when they're going to go up the Himalayas, when they're going to climb a mountain, right? So when they're going to have a summit, and instead it's not Everest, but they're going to have a summit, then what they do is they hire a guy who is going to be the one who's going to walk them through. And so he's been a guy who has a very interesting history here. He's a former Yale professor. He's been a business executive. He has been a diplomat, a scholar diplomat, appointed by the U.S. State Department. And he also gave a one-to-one seminar for the chairman of Toyota. This guy is very intelligent. I would say he is our own Nigel Farage here in the United States. And he was not cowed down when the British press said, "Why would you even want to come here? You don't like the European Union." They said the same thing to Nigel Farage, didn't they? "Why would you go there? You don't even like the European Union." And I was like, "Yeah, because we're going to push back against it." And it's interesting because you had the European Council president. So they understand, the European Union has this massive bureaucracy. They have a president of the European Commission. That person is Jean-Claude Juncker. They also have a European Council president who is kind of referred to as the president of the EU. Are you confused? Well, you're supposed to be, because that's the whole point of bureaucracy. So many different presidents and so many different councils and committees that they want to shut this whole thing down by shifting. Oh, no, you're not talking to the right person. It's kind of like what happens when you go to the Department of Motor Vehicles. No. This isn't the person you need to talk to. You need to go down there, you know, no matter what happens. Okay, so you've got Jean-Claude Juncker, who's president of the European Commission, Donald Tusk, who is the European Council president. Now, Tusk is a former prime minister of Poland, and he actually said this. He said, "Trump's U.S. is among the external threats to the European Union, along with China, Russia, and radical Islam." Do you understand that? They think that Donald Trump is a threat to Europe like radical Islam. These people are absolutely amazing. The people who bring in, open up their borders, and of course they're doing that for other reasons. They're not doing that to provide safety for their citizens. See, their responsibility, first and foremost, should be to protect the safety of their citizens. That's why you have governments. They're there to protect your rights. They're there to protect your physical safety. And yet they surrender that to these people coming in from other countries, putting the citizens of foreign countries over the citizens of their own country. And some people called me on that when I said that on before on YouTube. I'm not saying that the government and its safety claims trump our liberty. No, government should first and foremost protect our liberty. I said that many times. Anybody that says that doesn't really understand what I'm saying here. What I'm saying, though, is that the safety and security of foreign citizens does not trump the safety and security of those who are citizens of the country that they're supposed to be the government of. You understand? The American government should put the American citizen's safety above that of foreign citizens. That's what I'm saying here. And yet, of course, the German government doesn't do that. Why? Because they want to replace these citizens here. So when you look at some of the things that were said this last weekend, one of the most interesting things that he said was, Davos man is dead. That's what Ted Mollick said. Now, what does that mean? Davos man is dead. Well, you may not know who Davos man is. Davos man is a term that they have used to refer to themselves, the Davos globalist elite. It refers to a global elite of wealthy, predominantly men, whose members view themselves as completely international. They supposedly see their identity as a matter of personal choice and not an accident of birth. So they say, look, I'm going to choose to be an international man, a global man. I may have been born in America or Germany or Britain, but I don't really care about those countries. I'm transcending that. And according to a political scientist who coined that term, his name is Huntington, he said, quote, there are people who have little need for national loyalty. They view national boundaries as obstacles that thankfully are vanishing. They see national governments as residues from the past whose only useful function is to facilitate the elite's global operations. Does that sound like George Soros? Does that sound like the people who run Davos? Of course it does. They refer to them self-consciously as Davos man. See, Davos is their public face. And when they talk about themselves as being Davos man, they don't talk about what they do at Bilderberg. They tried to keep that secret for a number of years. But eventually they couldn't keep it secret any longer. But they were open about Davos. They invite celebrities to come to Davos. And they're very clear about what that is. And they even created Davos man, who is the ideal, the international global elite. That's what they call Davos man. Well, Ted Mollick just threw the gauntlet down to them and said, Davos man is dead. And this is what he had to say. This is an interview he had with RT over the weekend. RT said the European Parliament is somehow trying to veto your appointment as the next ambassador to the European Union. What's your reaction? He said, well, they must have not gotten the notice that Donald Trump won the American election. In other words, that's not their authority to do that. He said, of course, ambassadors are chosen by their home countries to represent those countries and those national interests in foreign capitals, in this case, in Brussels. And then they say, well, how out of touch are the elites who are continuing to be in European capitals and the mainstream media when it comes to Trump? He says, I don't think it's just Europe. It certainly is the case around the world. The Davos man is dead. We had the Davos World Economic Forum the other week, and of course they had a lot of has-beens there. The keynote speakers were all people who were leaving office. For example, the U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry. The leader of China was their poster boy for globalization, in effect. China has been the beneficiary of globalization. The 300 million jobs that were created in China was a significant economic fact, but lots of those jobs were taken out of the hallowed places of Western Europe and Middle America. This is Ted Mollick, the guy that Donald Trump has picked for EU ambassador. And so you look at this, and you look at the strong statements that this guy's made, and my first response to it was, why don't we get this guy as the UN ambassador? I mean, Trump put in Nikki Haley, who's really a statist establishment politician, if there ever was one, to be the UN ambassador. And I thought, it really does make a lot of sense. It's really smart that the Trump administration, Trump and Bannon and others, would look at this and say, look, we can't take on the EU unless we've got allies. We will have allies if some of these European nations can reclaim their national sovereignty and leave the European Union. Then we will have some allies in the fight against the true center enemy, the United Nations, if you will, the Death Star. So you're going to get some of these other allies freed so they can join you in the fight. It was also interesting yesterday, so that was on Saturday, that he said Davos man is dead. Then Ted Mollick goes on the BBC on Sunday, and he's talking about the collapse of the European Union. And he said, Trump hopes that Europe succeeds completely, and he wants to deal with them bilaterally. But obviously, he doesn't want a union that is tilted towards Germany. I mean, he's telling it like it is. I can't believe the candor of these people in the Trump administration, especially Ted Mollick. Here he's saying, look, Germany is in charge of the European Union. You all know that. The people in Britain knew that. That's one of the reasons why they picked Brexit. They said, we don't want to be run by Germany. Forget about Brussels. That's just window dressing. The people who are truly running the European Union are the Germans. And so he said, look, I hope that they succeed, and we will deal with them one-on-one, a bilateral, two sides. the United States and Britain, the United States and France, the United States and Spain, whatever. They will deal with them on an individual basis, but he does not want to have a massive bureaucracy that is multilateral. That is the core of the issue. We got some other great quotes from this guy. I mean, he is truly an interesting guy and really said some very interesting things this Saturday and Sunday. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And we're going to have Donald Trump's speech from CENTCOM at McGill Air Force Base.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this weekend to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't going to set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to continue with what happened this last week with the tentative pick for the European Union as an ambassador. Donald Trump's pick for the European Union ambassador, Ted Malik, had some amazing and interesting things to say this last weekend. And as I pointed out in the last segment, there is a move to try to block his appointment. And he said, look, maybe they don't realize that Trump won the American election. Ambassadors are chosen by their home countries to represent those countries and their national interests and foreign capitals, in this case, in Brussels. So, you know, you don't understand what an ambassador is for. But that is the way the opposition always tries to react, isn't it? Whether it is somebody speaking at a university or whether it is a protest or a counter-protest, they just want to censor the other side. And understandably, they would want to censor this guy because he is a very effective speaker and he gets exactly to the center of the point that's going on here. And he says, and of course, he supports Brexit. He thinks that the European Union, that the euro is going to collapse as well as the European Union. And even the person who is not very sympathetic to him in The Guardian says it was never a requirement of envoys to the Soviet Union that they support communism or of those to Saudi Arabia that they support the misogyny or even that they would have to decline to support Saudi Arabian misogyny or Soviet Union communism. So why should the American ambassador to the European Union have to support globalism? Of course they don't. And this is what he had to say. Of course, he said the Davos man is dead. We explained what that was. But he also had some other interesting things to say. He said that Trump hopes that Europe succeeds, but he will deal with people on a bilateral basis and on that basis alone. But he also had some interesting things to say about Jean-Claude Juncker, the president of the European Commission. In the same way that you had Nigel Farage talk about Herman Van Rompuy, saying he had the demeanor of a third-rate bank clerk, you have Ted Malik saying, Mr. Juncker was a very adequate mayor, I think, of some city in Luxembourg. Maybe he should go back and do that again. Of course, Luxembourg being one of the smallest, if not the smallest country, if you don't count like the Vatican, I think Luxembourg probably is the smallest country. I'm sure somebody will fact check me on that. Nevertheless, Luxembourg is incredibly small, and he wasn't the president of Luxembourg. He was the mayor of a city in Luxembourg, and so that was really a put down. But he goes on to say this, which is very substantive. He says, Donald Trump has said some things about Germany that have caused concerns in those circles in terms of the people in Europe. He says, Trump doesn't like an organization that is supranational, that is unelected, where the bureaucrats run amok, and that is, frankly, not a proper democracy. Wow. He laid it out. Think about that. This is a supranational organization that is unelected with a massive, unaccountable bureaucracy and isn't a proper democracy. Of course, you could say the same thing about Washington, too. That's why the bureaucrats in Washington are so afraid of Donald Trump. The bureaucrats have been running amok. They basically write the laws. They've been handed the keys to the city by the Congress, who have abdicated their position. You know, when Nancy Pelosi said, we'll have to pass this bill so we can find out what's in it, that wasn't as crazy as it sounds. It was a reflection of the reality in Washington that Congress hands off these massive issues to bureaucracy, which then writes all the laws. So we truly do have legislation without representation. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this develops. He went on to say, and this is one of the things that got people upset on the BBC yesterday. He said, Trump won't cow down to the powers that be. He said this to the BBC. They said, why do you want to have this position at all anyway? And you don't like this organization. Well, he said he's not going to cower down to the powers that be. He'll speak his mind, even if it gets him in trouble or if he's held in disregard by others. It used to be called honesty, but in the age of baby talk and political correctness and mostly bull, BS is what he said, it's now regarded as dishonesty. And they were very upset that he talked that frankly to them. He said, look, he's going to tell you what he thinks. And of course, you don't like that. Now we have an age in which people are expected to speak in baby talk and to be politically correct. And we think that's absolutely BS, and we're not going to do it. And he laid it down. He said, you have unelected supranational organization that is not responsive and is undemocratic, and we are going to do everything we can to make sure that that doesn't continue to exist. And that's what the Trump administration is doing. He just laid it out right in their face. Now, one of the things that they're very concerned about, of course, is the French election, which is coming up. And so what are they doing? They're now working with Facebook and Google and all the mainstream French press organizations to say, we're going to vet fake news. We're all going to come together. And if there's something that doesn't put our perspective out there, we're going to censor it by saying that it's fake. We're going to push it out of the Facebook and Google feeds. That's the way they're going to fight in France. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Donald Trump.
Liars on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to cover Donald Trump's speech. We got a couple of clips we're going to play from it that he went to CENTCOM. That's MacDill Air Force. That's at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. That is now, of course, the United States Central Command. The hub for operations for Middle East operations. So he was there to talk to them. And, of course, the backdrop of this is what is going on in Iran. So we're going to talk about that as well. Before we get to that clip and before we talk about what's happening with Iran, just want to remind you that we have extended until midnight tonight, and that's the end of it, the 25% off of Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter Systems and Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filters at InfoWarsStore.com. Alexa Pure Filtration System, that's the water filter, removes up to 99.9999% of bacteria, disinfectants, contaminants, and hormones. Because think about it, folks. All of those things are in your water. Whether you're getting water off of a municipal system or whether you're pumping it out of the ground with your own well, it just has a different mixture depending on where you are. If you're getting it out of a well, nobody's dumping fluoride and chlorine into the water. But there's also that may be in there in terms of runoff from a municipal system. You're also going to possibly have some chemicals like glyphosates that might be used in a rural setting, more likely to be in your water if you're on a rural system than if you're in the city. But all of this stuff is there, as well as the kind of hormones and contaminants and pharmaceuticals that accumulate in our water system that are not filtered out by the municipal water filters, and it's not going to be filtered out by your home filtration system unless you've got something that can get out, can filter it that closely, 99.9999%. So that's the water filtration system, the gravity feed. Also, we have Alexa Pure Breeze. Eliminates 99.97% of airborne contaminants like dust, mold, allergens, flu viruses, and more with its patented technology. That sale, 25% off the water filters and the air filters from Alexa Pure, will end tonight at midnight. Also, we have 20% off the Making of the President book by Roger Stone at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the introductory price. And 10% off Secret 12. That's vitamin B12, now back in stock. 10% off at InfoWarsLife.com. You need to have B12. Many people supplement that with painful injections. You don't need to do that. You can just take that sublingually with this liquid formulation. Secret 12, vitamin B12, now 10% off at InfoWarsLife.com. So as I said earlier today, we had just about an hour or so ago, maybe about an hour and a half now, that Donald Trump was at CENTCOM. And there he kind of broke this down. We're going to have a couple of different segments here. One of these is about NATO. And again, we were just talking about the tension between the European Union and the Trump administration. Ted Malik getting very pointed, saying we're not going to support a supranational organization with unelected bureaucrats that flies in the face of democracy. We want to deal one-on-one with the individual nations, but not empower this massive predatory bureaucracy. And of course, he also said this weekend, the Davos man, the international globalist, people like to think of George Soros. He is the epitome of the Davos man, the man who recognizes no country as his own, but thinks that the world belongs to him. And he's going to do whatever they see the borders as an obstacle to their power, these elitists. And so this is a guy who used to be, as he put it, a Sherpa. And that's not a metaphorical phrase. That's really a title that people who put together massive summits like Davos have for themselves, talking in reference to the summits of Everest and so forth. But anyway, going back to CENTCOM, he took on NATO. He said, my administration strongly supports the alliance. We only ask that all NATO members make their full and proper financial contributions to the alliance, which many of them have not been doing. They're very unfair to us. So let's play this clip, part of Donald Trump's speech at CENTCOM earlier today.
Highest duty we have. I said it the other night. Great.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Let's stop this. That's not Donald Trump. That's Donald Duck. Let's get that proper speed. You want to roll that back to the beginning?
Is the defense of our nation. Supreme Court so important, but we have to defend our nation. And we will do that, believe me. We will do that. And each and every one of you is central to that mission. The men and women serving in CENTCOM and SOCOM have poured out their hearts and souls for this country. They've really experienced things that very few people get to experience. You've shed your blood across the continents and the oceans. You've engaged the enemy on distant battlefields, toiled in the burning heat and bitter cold, and sacrificed everything so that we can remain safe and strong and free. Our administration will always honor our sacred bond to those who serve, and we will never, ever forget you. Believe me, we will never, ever forget you. We will ensure that the men and women of our military have the tools, equipment, resources, training, and supplies you need to get the job done. You've seen me say we've been depleted. Our Navy is at a point almost as low as World War I. It's a long time ago. It's a long time ago. It's not going to happen anymore, folks. It's not going to happen anymore. Not with me. But we will ensure no taxpayer dollars are wasted. I have already saved more than $700 million when I got involved in the negotiation on the F-35. You know about that. And I want to thank Lockheed Martin, and I want to thank Boeing, and I want to thank all of the companies that have really opened up. And when I say opened up, Rick Scott understands this very well. Opened up and cut their prices, okay? Because that's what they did. And we've got that program. It's going to be back in really great shape from really being very troubled. And we are going to be taking care of our great veterans. We will make a historic financial investment in the armed forces of the United States and show the entire world that America stands with those who stand in defense of freedom. We have your back every hour, every day, now and always. That also means getting our allies to pay their fair share. It's been very unfair to us. We strongly support NATO. We only ask that all of the NATO members make their full and proper financial contributions to the NATO alliance, which many of them have not been doing. Many of them have not been even close, and they have to do that. Central Command and Central Operations Command are at the very center of our fight against radical Islamic terrorism. America stands in awe of your courage. Those serving at CENTCOM have bravely fought across the theater of war in the Middle East and bravely battled a vicious enemy that has no respect for human life. Today we express our gratitude to everyone serving overseas, including all of our military personnel in Afghanistan. SOCOM has dispatched its legendary warriors to the most secret, sensitive, and daring missions in defense of the United States of America. No enemy stands a chance against our special forces. Not even a chance. They don't have a chance. And that's the way we're going to keep it. And you're going to be better off because you're going to have the finest equipment known to man. Going to be better off. The proof that our nation has been blessed by God, look no further than the men and women of the United States military. They are the greatest fighters and the greatest force of justice on the face of the earth.
All right, and as he's talking about readiness and preparedness and having the best equipment, I'm hopeful that what he's going to do is get rid of this climate of bureaucracy, that the famous $600 toilet seats and so forth. And we've seen that. He's now negotiated down, as he pointed out, the new fighter jet program, just as he complained initially coming in talking with Boeing about the cost of Air Force One. I think he's going to get more for our money. Of course, it's still going to be very expensive because these are custom things. But also, I hope that Donald Trump is going to look not only at the quantity of things or the price of things, but also at the quality. Take a look at this state-of-the-art Zumwalt class destroyer. This is a stealth destroyer. If you remember that, that was a destroyer that was designed not to operate in deep water, but in kind of close to the shore. They call that littoral. And it had to be towed back on its maiden voyages. It only went 50 miles. This is the thing that caused, I forget what the price of it was, $100 million, couple hundred million dollars, incredibly expensive. It was stealth. If you looked at the thing, it didn't look like a real ship. It looked like some kind of a toy model because, like a stealth fighter, it had these reflective surfaces on it that were supposed to keep it from being detected by radar. But it went about 50 miles and then had to be towed back because its engine broke down and they didn't have a backup engine designed into that destroyer. See, that's part of what's wrong with the military. And that's what I think Donald Trump is really going to get to the heart of. Not only the waste in terms of spending, but also the sloppy design that you see in things like these Zumwalt class destroyers. That doesn't serve anybody well. That doesn't protect the United States. It puts sailors' lives in danger when they break down after going only 50 miles. But it does make the military industrial complex a lot of money. And I think Donald Trump is going to take that on. Hopefully, he will do that in a way that we have seen previous presidents just give them a pass. But I want to go to the next thing that he was talking about. And, of course, this began with the test firing of a missile the end of the week last week. I think it was on Friday they did this. And Iran comes out and says, no, we weren't sending a message to Donald Trump. Really? You weren't sending a message to them? But at the same time, the very next day, they come out and they say, this is reported by Jerusalem Post. You can see this on the Drudge Report. They said, only 7 minutes is needed for an Iranian missile to hit Tel Aviv. This is a senior member of the Iranian Parliament's National Security and Foreign Policy Commission. And they told that to the semi-official Farsi news agency. They did that on Saturday. So at the same time, they come out and say, you know, don't read anything into this. And as the articles point out, they've test-fired several ballistic missiles since the 2015 sweetheart deal that the Obama administration gave them. But this is the first time they've violated that agreement and the UN prohibitions since Donald Trump has been president. But I thought it was interesting when the Washington Post came out and said that this is the title. Of course, the Washington Post always opposes Donald Trump on everything. Even they'll take the side of Iran against Trump when it comes into this. But the Washington Post says Trump wants to push back against Iran, but Iran is now more powerful than ever. And here's the very first sentence of their article. President Trump's tough talk on Iran is winning him friends in the Arab world. But, and then they go on to make their case. Think about that. Think about the fact that Iran is not just chanting death to America every day since they took over the Iranian embassy 40-some-odd years ago. No, they are not just chanting death to America, death to Israel, but the Arab nations don't like Iran as well. You have to understand, Arabs and Muslims are not this monolithic thing. You've got Saudi Arabia attacking Yemen. You've got Iran and Iraq fought each other for quite a long time. Remember that? Remember that Iran-Iraq war? And so the Arab world is very happy that Trump is talking about keeping them in their place. I think that's the interesting thing to take a look at. Let's go to this clip where he talks about Iran today at CENTCOM.
Proof that our nation has been blessed by God. Look no further than the men and women of the United States military. They are the greatest fighters and the greatest force of justice on the face of the earth and that the world has ever known. The challenges facing our nation, nevertheless, are very large, very, very large. We're up against an enemy that celebrates death and totally worships destruction. You've seen that. ISIS is on a campaign of genocide, committing atrocities across the world. Radical Islamic terrorists are determined to strike our homeland, as they did on 9/11, as they did from Boston to Orlando to San Bernardino, and all across Europe. You've seen what happened in Paris and Nice. All over Europe, it's happening. It's gotten to a point where it's not even being reported. And in many cases, the very, very dishonest press doesn't want to report it. They have their reasons, and you understand that. So today we deliver a message in one very unified voice to these forces of death and destruction. America and its allies will defeat you. We will defeat them. We will defeat radical Islamic terrorism, and we will not allow it to take root in our country. We're not going to allow it. You've been seeing what's been going on over the last few days. We need strong programs so that people that love us and want to love our country and will end up loving our country are allowed in, not people that want to destroy us and destroy our country.
That's the military audience at CENTCOM, Central Command in Florida. Let's go back to his speech. They like what he had to say.
Security and justice will prevail. In his first State of the Union message, President George Washington wrote that to be prepared for war is one of the most effectual means of preserving peace. Almost 200 years later, as the general was also speaking about Ronald Reagan, he said that wisdom comes in three very, very strong words. Peace through strength. I've said it many times during the campaign, speaking in front of tens of thousands of people at one sitting, and I'd always mention America first, a phrase that you probably never heard, make America great again. Anybody ever heard it? And peace through strength. The men and women of the United States military provide the strength to bring peace to our troubled, troubled times. We stand behind you. We support your mission. We love our country. We are loyal to our people. We respect our flag. We celebrate our traditions. We honor our heroes. You are our heroes. And we are prepared to fight. And we pray for peace. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And again, that's Donald Trump speaking at U.S. Central Command at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa earlier today. He said, we will defeat radical Islamic terrorism. We will not allow it to take root in our country. People that love us and want to love us will be allowed in, not those who want to destroy us. That is why we have to know who is coming into this country. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this week to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. So we saw in the wake of Donald Trump appointing Neil Gorsuch, nominating him, I should say, for Supreme Court chair that was vacated by Justice Scalia's death, we saw liberals start to say, wait a minute, this could get really bad for us. Because Donald Trump is going to nominate solid conservative judges to the Supreme Court. Now, this particular seat is not going to change the balance of the Supreme Court. But it's likely that there might be as many as three more. There are three more liberal or liberal-leaning justices who are quite elderly and quite beyond the average retirement age for Supreme Court justices of 79. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 83, and she's already had a couple of bouts of cancer, one of them pancreatic cancer, which is usually a death sentence. So the liberals are concerned about her health. A lot of them are taking to social media saying, is she getting enough fresh air? Is she walking? Is she staying low stress? Is she getting enough fiber? Is she eating kale? Have her eat more kale. Can we put somebody on there to take care of her health? Well, you know what you can do, liberals? You can take a look at the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. And we have, if you're worried about her getting enough fresh air, you can get her an Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. We've got them on sale, 25% off, and that sale is going to end at midnight tonight. Also, you want to get Ruth Bader Ginsburg clean water as well. And we have Alexa Pure Pro water filter systems, also 25% off. And, you know, you might want to take care of yourself and your family if you're not a liberal. Or even if you are a liberal, you ought to take care of yourself. And those two specials, 25% off water and air filters, those state-of-the-art, top-of-the-line Alexa Pure Breeze filters, air filters, and water filters that get out nearly 100%, 99.97% of airborne contaminants like dust, mold, allergens, flu viruses, more with the patented technology of Alexa Pure Breeze. And the Alexa Pure filtration system for water gets out 99.9999% of contaminants. Also, you want to get yourself or even Ruth Bader Ginsburg, if you want to get her to stick around a little bit longer, Secret 12, vitamin B12, that's our liquid vitamin B12 formulation, very easy to take, great tasting, easy for you to assimilate. You don't have to get injections. You can just put it under your tongue, get the same benefit. Again, that is 10% off now at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, the interesting thing about this, of course, is they're saying, can she eat more kale? That's the top of the title of that article. And, of course, if she were in Europe, she might have difficulty doing that. Because in Europe, they're experiencing a severe shortage of vegetables. Why? Because of climate. It's very cold. It's not global warming, folks. It is so cold in Europe that they can't grow vegetables reliably. They say shops across Europe, particularly in the UK, have seen their shelves stripped of green produce like lettuce, broccoli, spinach, kale, eggplant, zucchinis. And the reason is they have cold weather that has overtaken even southern Europe, even places like Spain, where they typically grow vegetables this time of year. They're able to do that there now. They are being frozen out because of cold weather. You see, the data continues to overtake them. That story was up on the Drudge Report, along with this one over the weekend, about how NASA and NOAA, that's the climate organizations here, they're saying that the climate data is fake data. This is coming from realclimatescience.com. And, of course, they're showing places where there is supposedly record heat, but they don't have any data from those areas. Okay, we've talked about how they want to discount satellite imaging data, which shows that there is no warming trend. They say, oh, but we have our thermometers that we recorded this on. And not only have they moved the thermometers to, like, airport runways to underscore their data, but they're also saying that they have thermometer data for places where they don't even have any instruments. That's what this, that's the level of deception that we've got. Meanwhile, they say Donald Trump is shutting down climate science. No, he's not. He's calling your bluff. He's showing you, that you've been trying to hide the decline in temperatures, but we can all see it. That's it for today's broadcast. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.